It's time for your week daily look at the NBA and your Charlotte Hornets. It's time for the Hive O'Clock Alarm.
How you doing? Oh, that sounds amazing.
This music, David, it makes me feel like dancing. 6 o'clock in the morning. I want to dance, Papa.
Get up and dance, my man.
Do it. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Do whatever you feel like doing.
Don't tell your body no when it wants to say yes.
I hear the rhythm will eventually get you. All right, welcome to the 5 o'clock alarm. I'm Doug Branson, joined by David Walker, and this is going to be a shorter edition of the 5 o'clock alarm. We're going to give you a key stat and a key matchup to watch tonight when the Hornets take on the New Orleans Pelicans. The current Hornets take on the former Hornets of New Orleans in Charlotte. Is that clear enough for you, David?
That's right. It's the Battle of Hornets, I guess. That's how you put it.
Right.
There's so many tied in. I have a tough time keeping it straight myself. They'll always be linked together.
Yeah, exactly. All right, key stat, key matchup. We'll start with the key stat. David, what you got?
I'm going with turnovers in this one, Doug. Neither one of these teams turn it over a whole lot. They do a pretty good job of taking care of the ball, both, I believe, around the top five as far as not turning it over in the league. So if the Hornets can force a few extra ones from the New Orleans Pelicans and themselves take care of the ball, I think they'll be in good shape. That's pretty standard, maybe a little boring, but it's what I believe.
Yeah, it's only boring. Nothing's boring if you believe. I like that. And Jrue Holiday getting back into the starting rotation, so he's getting a few more looks than maybe he's used to as a second-unit contributor. So there's an opportunity, I think, for the Hornets to create a few more turnovers. And Norris Cole is questionable for this game, so you don't know if he's going to be there or not as another distributor. So we'll see. Yeah, my stat is going to be, I'm going to go on the other side of the assist to turnover ratio and say that assists, my key stat, the Hornets right now in the bottom half of the league in terms of assists. And, you know, Kemba Walker has played amazing. And so, you know, they haven't had to move the ball as much because their shooting has been better than average, better than normal. But I think against a team like New Orleans that has an amazing shot blocker in Anthony Davis, you want to make sure the ball is moving around and you're pulling Anthony Davis away, making him move so that you can get good looks at the rim. And also, I mean, Jrue Holiday is a good perimeter defender. That's what I'm trying to say. He's a good perimeter defender. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're making these guys work on defense by moving the ball around and getting other guys involved. So that's our key stat. David, what's the key matchup to watch tonight? Hornets, New Orleans, and Charlotte.
Well, I may be stealing yours because you were harping on it pretty good last night and yesterday, but I think they've got to keep Ryan Anderson under control. The previous game, you nailed it. He went off and torched young Frank Kaminsky. So I think you know that Anthony Davis is going to get his. You got to keep those other guys from really hurting you. And the key guy that can do it, especially with those three-pointers, is my man Ryan Anderson. What you got, Doug?
I like that one. That's a good matchup. I think you can only hope to contain what Anthony Davis provides. So
right.
I don't know. You know, I know that Anthony Davis certainly burned Cody Zeller on the final play in the last matchup that the Hornets had against New Orleans earlier on in the season, January 15th. The Pelicans won that game. On an Anthony Davis dunk that Zeller missed defensively, so maybe there's a key matchup. But my actual key matchup is going to be Kemba Walker versus Jrue Holiday, but not on the offensive end for Kemba Walker. I want to see if Kemba can contain Jrue Holiday on defense, and I think it's especially important because Anthony Davis plays so well when Jrue Holiday is on the floor. When Jrue Holiday was playing off the bench and they got him involved with Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis played markedly better than when Jrue Holiday was off the floor. So I think if you're Kemba, you have to get in Drew's shirt and make sure that he can't easily distribute to Anthony Davis on the offensive end. That's our key stat. That's our key matchup. Enjoy the game tonight, and make sure you go and listen to our full show, the Hive Talk Live that we did last night. If you haven't listened to it, we had a full breakdown of this game. We talked all about New Orleans and Charlotte and a little history, and we also talked about Steph Curry. How will we remember Steph Curry in the future? Will he be a big Oscar Robertson, or will he be a Dr. J? It was a great conversation. And the future, the year 2000. It was a great conversation. It was a great conversation with Nick Denning. David, final word, sir.
Hornets got to keep it going. You know, they're in the midst of this homestand, and this is another big one. This is a team they probably should beat, and they've been taking care of business. So you want to see that keep going.
Should be a fun one tonight at Time Warner Cable Arena. We will be live tweeting the game from our Twitter account at Hive Talk Live and posting some video on our Facebook account, facebook.com/Hive Talk Live. This is Doug for David saying, stay bought in, stay believing. All hail the teal and purple.